This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side, and we welcome your calls at 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about ingredients or formulations, a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you have comments or success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got all the longevity products up on all the websites, and you can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live person. 866-735-2470. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by calling 866-735-2470. You can also sign up right off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to check out our shopping site, truthnourishment.com. You'll find hemp salves and hemp tinctures, chaste tree berry extract for women who are dealing with menopausal symptoms. We've got various protein powders and cocoa powders and an amino acid omega balanced meal replacement powder up, as well as our bergamot products, truthnourishment.com. We're going to be adding more products over the coming days and weeks and months. And if you have a product you'd like us to sell on truthnourishment.com, give us a shout. Send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Let us know what you're up to. And also, don't forget to put your phone number at ben@ksco.com. And also, take a look at our Truth Treatments products at truthtreatments.com. We're running a special for the next little while, we'll say. If you purchase a transdermal sea serum for $39, you get a free biomimetic mineral mist made with plant-derived minerals, as well as sodium lactate and hyaluronic acid and amino acids, all for driving in the active ingredients from your other Truth Treatments. And you can use our biomimetic mineral mist as a moisturizer and even as a hair softener on its own. You can find out all about our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, oil, water. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been talking about a generalized pain condition, head-to-toe pain condition, can be kind of miserable, called fibromyalgia, a diagnosis. Remember the tyranny of the diagnosis. A diagnosis is just a description. The diagnosis isn't really the problem. The diagnosis is a description of the problem. Nonetheless, we have created a medical model that treats diagnosis, and this explains why the medical model doesn't really help anybody, at least in terms of chronic long-term degenerative diseases. Nobody gets better by interacting with a doctor if you're dealing with a long-term chronic degenerative disease, keeping in mind that heroic medicine That is the medicine of trauma and trauma repair and surgery. That's miraculous. Nobody's ripping on the medical model when it comes to patching us up or sewing things back on or dealing with an emergency condition or some kind of trauma. That's where medicine excels. That's where medicine is miraculous. But in terms of chronic long-term degenerative conditions, which is the vast majority of our health challenges, there's nothing the doctor can do for us, and they'll tell you that. They say there's no cure for your psoriasis. There's no cure for your autoimmune disease. There's no cure for your fibromyalgia. In fact, with fibromyalgia, they don't even recognize it as a fully fledged biochemical issue. They think it's psychosomatic for the most part. Doctors can't find a cause for the condition, so they just attribute it to mental health issues, and that's why the drugs that you'll get for fibromyalgia, if you complain to the doctor, oh my God, I am feeling pain from head to toe, they'll give you Prozac or Cymbalta, antidepressants, brain drugs, mental health drugs. That's how they treat fibromyalgia. There's another drug called Savella they'll use. Or Lyrica, that's a derivative of a brain chemical called GABA. By the way, if you're on Lyrica, try getting some GABA instead. It's non-toxic and it's a lot cheaper than Lyrica. Lyrica is a form of GABA, GABA, which is an inhibitory brain chemical, a calming down brain chemical. GABA is great for helping you sleep, by the way. It costs you pennies. You don't have to go to the doctor to get it. So if you're on Lyrica, in my opinion, you might want to try some GABA instead. Anyway. The problem with treating fibromyalgia, the problem with how we address fibromyalgia in generalized pain conditions, polymyalgia is another one, basically the same thing. Doctors will tell you, oh, polymyalgia, that's an autoimmune disease. Fibromyalgia, there's no autoimmunity there. It doesn't matter whether it's autoimmune. It doesn't matter what you call it. The fact is that it has to do with inflammation. It has to do with inflammatory factors in the blood. And it has to do with inflammatory factors in the blood causing pain from head to toe. Call it fibromyalgia. Call it polymyalgia. Blame autoimmunity. It doesn't really matter. The fact that the condition is head to toe should alert medical professionals that are dealing with a blood problem, a blood condition. All disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. And simple biochemical common sense will tell you that if you're dealing with fibromyalgia or polymyalgia or any chronic pain condition that affects your body from head to toe, you got a blood problem. Head to toe means a blood problem, period. It's just common sense. All chronic diseases are related to blood toxicity. But clearly, if you got an issue that's running from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's a blood problem. It's the most obvious thing to anybody who understands even a whit, a tiny dot of biochemistry. And the fact that fibromyalgia affects 7 or 8 times more women than men is another clue. That tells you you're dealing with an estrogen problem. Men make estrogen too, by the way. So you got a blood problem, you got an estrogen problem. Estrogen is an inflammatory chemical, inflammatory hormone, inflammatory molecule. Estrogen has to be cleared out of the body quickly. These are all biochemical common sense points. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a medical savant. You don't have to go to school for 8 years and get a degree to understand this stuff. You got a blood problem. You got an estrogen problem. If you got an estrogen problem, you probably got a problem with digestion because estrogen is cleared out through the digestive system. We're swimming in an ocean of estrogen through plastics and drugs and all kinds of stuff in the water. So obviously, we're going to have a female estrogen health issue and a blood health issue based on how we live our lives. It's a life issue. It's not a medical issue. According to Dr. Daniel Claw, CLAUW, medical advisor to the American Fibromyalgia Syndrome Association, fibromyalgia, unlike hypertension, is not what he calls a credible disease. That's his quote, credible disease. He says fibromyalgia is not a credible disease because I can't find any causes. This is the standard perspective of purveyors of the medical model, of drug purveyors and medicine purveyors and doctors and the government health associations. This is why the National Institute of Health spends $500 million a year on hypertension and $10 million a year on looking into the causes and looking for treatments for fibromyalgia. They don't consider it a real illness. But talk to somebody who's got a fibromyalgia problem. They'll say, I don't care if you can't find anything. I don't care what you say. I'm in pain. Head to toe pain. I feel crappy. It's not just pain, by the way. It involves digestive problems. It involves fatigue problems. You just feel miserable when you have fibromyalgia. And you can't tell somebody who's dealing with this problem that it's not real. And you can't tell somebody who's dealing with this problem it's all in their head. just because the doctor can't find anything, any reason for it, because he doesn't understand biochemistry. If you understand what we've just been talking about here in the last few minutes and what we've been talking about for the last few days, you know more about it than your doctor. You know more about how your body works than your physician does. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take a quick break and come back with more good health information. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Got lines open, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Do you have fibromyalgia? Do you know somebody who has fibromyalgia? Do you need help with a medical challenge or health challenge that you or a loved one is dealing with? You want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program? We can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Check out brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for blog posts, news stories, videos, as well as the longevity products. And the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want more information. 866-735-2470 for one time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. So, you got pain from head to toe. You feel crappy. You're tired all the time. Your muscles feel sore, like you've just worked out, but you haven't worked out. Chances are pretty good you're dealing with this general pain condition that doctors label fibromyalgia. But because doctors don't really understand what's going on, and they can't find any specific markers, there's no biomarkers for the condition, they'll tell you it's all in your head. Fatigue, sleep issues, depression, chronic pain. There's no blood test for or biomarkers for fibromyalgia, but the fatigue is real. The sleep issues are real. The depression is real. The pain is real. They'll diagnose fibromyalgia, by the way, by squeezing or touching various points in the body and assessing for subjective pain or tenderness. They'll just kind of squeeze your arm above your wrist on your arm or somewhere on your torso. If you scream, they'll say, oh, you've got fibromyalgia. Most fibromyalgia patients will experience just general burnings. Fibromyalgia patients say it's like a blowtorch has been taken to their muscles. Your skin can feel raw. If you have fibromyalgia, you may feel like your skin is super, super sensitive and sunburned. There's a lack of motivation, a lack of energy. There's psychological components. Basically, the symptoms of fibromyalgia are like a really, really, really bad flu. And there's a lot of researchers actually who link these two conditions. And interestingly, the flu vaccine can trigger chronic pain symptoms in patients who have fibromyalgia, which makes perfect sense, considering that when you get a vaccine, you're triggering the immune response. You're activating the immune response. You're activating inflammation. So obviously, if you already got inflammation and now you stick a vaccine in your bloodstream, triggering the immune system, it can make matters worse. So the take-home message here is fibromyalgia is just a general condition of inflammatory biochemistry. The fibromyalgia patient's symptoms are a classic sign of an inflammatory system that is just going crazy. And doctors may not recognize the cause. They may think it's psychosomatic, but all you got to do is apply a little common biochemical sense. Not common sense, common biochemical sense. And you'll understand that the cause is probably some toxicity that's in the body, compounded more than likely by malnutrition. Fibromyalgia, polymyalgia, general fatigue and pain. By the way, there's a link between chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. A lot of physicians and alternative practitioners link the two together, CFS and FM. FM is the abbreviation for fibromyalgia. CFS is the abbreviation for chronic fatigue syndrome. Here's a clue. This is a major clue. There's a very important connection between fibromyalgia and irritable bowel syndrome. Fibromyalgia affects maybe 2 to 5% of Americans. And according to WebMD, over 50% of irritable bowel syndrome patients have symptoms of fibromyalgia. They're both considered to be, quote, functional disorders. A functional disorder means your body's messed up and nobody can figure out why. That's what functional disorders are. So fibromyalgia is considered a functional disorder. IBS is considered a functional disorder. And it turns out that if you have IBS, there's a 50% chance, or at least 50% of IBS patients, are also going to have fibromyalgia patients. Writing in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings, Dr. Daniel Claw, who we quoted before, director of the Chronic Pain and Fatigue Research Center at the University of Michigan, he says that many pain experts believe that both IBS and fibromyalgia are a single lifelong disorder that causes pain in different places over time, whether it's in your intestine or whether it's in your muscles. A lot of people think that both fibromyalgia and IBS are related, and they are both, as I say, functional disorders, which means the doctors can't figure out what the heck is causing it. Well, I mean, IBS is the bowel. Obviously got a food problem. Fibromyalgia is a head-to-toe condition that affects women. Obviously got a blood problem, and obviously estrogen is going to be involved. And by the way, fasting improves both IBS symptoms and fibromyalgia symptoms. In a 2007 article in the journal Clinical Rheumatology and Related Research, scientists concluded that, quote, fasting therapy has a beneficial effect on fibromyalgia symptoms. Hello? You fast, you stop putting stuff into the blood. It's logical. A 2013 article in the journal Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Researchers concluded, quote, fasting therapy might be superior to conventional medicine in the short term and not inferior in the midterm, unquote. That's medical jargon for fasting might be a better form of therapy than anything you can get from your doctor. Another study, this one this year, from May of this year in the journal Public Library of Science 1, fibromyalgia linked to insulin resistance, which is also involved with estrogen. Insulin resistance and estrogen problems go hand in hand. You got a cortisol connection. This is the triangle of disease, folks. This is the fundamental triad that underlies all chronic and degenerative health challenges. If you've been listening to this program, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The triangle of disease underlies everything, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid complex. If you want to get rid of your fibromyalgia, if you want to be relieved of your fibromyalgia, it's not a doctor issue. Work on your food, work on your sugar, calm the body down. Fibromyalgia, as mysterious as it may seem to your medical professional, is nothing more than the end result of bodily duress. Bodily duress is caused by digestive toxicity, malabsorption issues, eating the wrong foods, problems with blood sugar, insulin resistance, and stress management. It's not a mystery. And by the way, cancer is also related to fibromyalgia. Cancer is another seemingly mysterious disease or illness that is nothing more than the end result of cellular duress. Cancer is no longer a mystery. If anybody ever tells you they don't know what causes cancer, it's a great mystery, why cells go cancer, it's in your genes, your mother had cancer, you're going to have cancer. No, it's cellular duress, bodily duress. So it causes everything, a body that's in duress. Why is this important? Because the duresses that we subject the body to are choices. They're lifestyle issues. They're not genetic, and they're not something that you're forced to have because your mother had it. They're not out of your control. They're not things that you have to get, just go to the doctor and get palliative or symptomatic medicine for. We can control these things. According to WebMD, fibromyalgia patients and other people with unexplained body pain can be at increased risk for cancer. Another article in the International Journal of Clinical Oncology, April 2013, noted that, quote, the frequency of fibromyalgia in the breast cancer patient in this study, one particular study they were doing, was higher than reported in normal populations in the literature. What I'm saying here, and what all the evidence is pointing to, is fibromyalgia is basically a generalized condition of bodily duress, generalized condition of stress on the body. It's not a disease. It's not a diagnosis. And the reason doctors can't do anything about it is because they're trying to treat a word. They're trying to treat fibromyalgia. They're trying to treat a diagnosis, not the biochemistry of the body. All right, I'm Pharmacist Benny.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ohio's Republican governor says after another two mass shootings in America, this time within hours of each other and one of them in his state, the talking must end and action must be taken to address the rise of gun violence in the nation.
Some chanted, "Do something." And they were absolutely right. We must do something. And that is exactly what we are going to do.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine this morning holding a news conference urging his state's GOP-led legislature to pass laws requiring background checks for nearly all gun sales and allowing courts to restrict firearms access for people perceived as threats. Author and professor Toni Morrison, the first African-American woman to win a Nobel Prize, has passed away. Best known for her Pulitzer-winning novel Beloved, Morrison was 88. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. Barnes has been here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, where you'll find the Longevity products as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on. You can also go to brightsideben or go to pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com, and in addition to brightsideben.com for the Longevity products, and a Join the Team link that you can click on to join the Brightside Ben team if you want to start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Also would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth our Truth shopping site, truthnourishment.com. We've got digestive enzymes, probiotics, our bergamot products, and cocoa powder and various herbal tinctures. More products will be coming up, so check regularly at truthnourishment.com. Also got blog posts and a link to our radio program. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that up. Appreciate it very much, Robert. And I appreciate you very much. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have a couple lines open. We'll get your calls here momentarily. From the journal Arthritis Care Research, vitamin D for juvenile onset SLE. SLE, systemic lupus erythematosus, is an autoimmune disease. And according to this article, vitamin D concentrations tend to be low in people who are only SLE sufferers, but all autoimmune disease sufferers, which is kind of ironic because vitamin D should be one of the easiest vitamins for us to all get. Of course, vitamin D comes from the sun, from a chemical reaction between the sun and cholesterol in the skin. If you're taking a statin drug, it's likely that you're going to be vitamin D deficient if you're not supplementing. And if you have an autoimmune disease, it's likely also that you have a vitamin D deficiency. Many people have vitamin D deficiencies because we tend to be heliophobic. We tend to be sun phobic, and we stay out of the sun. Supplements are okay, and there are food sources of vitamin D, mostly organ meats and liver, but the best way to get your vitamin D by far and away is from the sun. There's an autoimmune or a multiple sclerosis, an MS belt, in the northern part of the United States where the sun does not shine as much as in the southern part of the United States. And there's a lot of literature that associates vitamin D deficiency with all kinds of immune problems, including, by the way, fibromyalgia, which involves inflammation in the immune system, as we've been talking about. Get yourself in the sun. Don't burn, but get out in the sun as much as you can without burning. 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, and guess what? The best sun for vitamin D is the sun they tell you to stay away from, which is the noontime sun. Sun between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. is the best sun. Between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the summertime is the best sun for helping your body make vitamin D. Love the sun. The sun is our friend. Everything we do in terms of eating, in terms of getting energy into our bodies, originates from the sun. All right, from the Journal of Research and Medical Science, magnesium for insomnia. Insomnia is one of the classic signs of magnesium deficiency. Dietary intake of magnesium is frequently less than the RDA in folks who have insomnia. In fact, in most folks. And using magnesium before you go to bed, maybe an hour before you go to bed, get on your Osteomag or take magnesium glycinate can be a great strategy for helping you fall asleep. Compared with baseline, according to this study, magnesium supplementation improved the mean insomnia severity index by 14.4%. All right, we'll do one more and we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. High prevalence of NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, in patients with hidradenitis suppurativa. That is a mouthful. And we've been talking for the last week or so about how fibromyalgia is just a diagnosis that describes the condition of the body, as all diagnoses do. Diagnoses are descriptions. Hidradenitis suppurativa is the same thing. If you were diagnosed with hidradenitis suppurativa, you'd be like, what the heck is that? What does it even mean? That's a bunch of gibberish, right? Well, hidradenitis suppurativa is like reverse acne. It's when instead of having acne pimples, you've got acne that's going downward. And it is an absolutely miserable condition. It's a condition, hidradenitis suppurativa is a condition where you have these lumps that form in your glands, in your sweat glands. And it is just awful. The lumps are painful. You don't know what to do. Nobody knows what to do unless they listen to this program and they understand a little bit of biochemistry. Hidradenitis means sweat glands, basically. Hidradenitis, hydros is sweat. Denitis is the gland. So hidradenitis is sweat gland. And suppurativa is pus. Hidradenitis suppurativa is pus that comes out of your sweat glands or pus in the sweat glands. It's a chronic skin condition. It is absolutely miserable. It's cosmetically unappealing. It feels awful. And guess what? It's like any other skin condition. It's a digestive issue, and I've been saying that for years. Hidradenitis suppurativa is one of the most difficult dermatological conditions for a doctor to have to deal with or a patient to have to deal with because it's not a skin problem. It starts off inside the body. Now, according to this study in the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology, hidradenitis suppurativa, high proportion of patients with HS, we'll call it, hidradenitis suppurativa, pussy sweat glands, pussy inflamed sweat glands, high proportion of patients with HS also have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And they call it, by the way, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease to distinguish it from the kind of fatty liver disease that you have to be drinking Jack Daniels out of a bottle in a paper bag to get. They used to have fatty liver disease. They used to just have to call it fatty liver disease, and it used to be linked to, to alcoholics or people who drank a lot of booze. Now, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is affecting some 30 to 40% of Americans. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a sign, number one, of digestive problems, number two, blood sugar problems, and number three, you could probably throw in cortisol. Where have you heard that before? The triangle of disease. I'm telling you, folks, if you're dealing with HS, if you are dealing with fibromyalgia, if you're dealing with any long-term chronic condition, and you're not getting satisfactory results by going to the doctor, that's pretty much most people, backtrack to the triangle of disease. Not only is that the real cause of biochemical breakdown in the body that shows up as diagnosis, that shows up as dis-ease, but you can do it yourself. That's the beauty of the triangle of disease, is we can handle it ourselves. You work on your foods, you do a food diary, you eliminate problem foods, you stabilize your blood sugar, you stay away from foods that spike your blood sugar, and you relax the body through all kinds of mechanisms. There's physical ways to relax the body. Fasting relaxes the body. Slow deep breathing relaxes the body. And of course, mental health and emotional health strategies can have a relaxing effect on the body too. Yesterday we talked about polyvagal theory, about working with the vagus nerve, using stress response, reducing the stress response, or at least focusing on the stress response. Slow deep breathing is SDR breathing. Slow deep rhythmic breathing is probably the best way to do it. Meditation is a great way to do it. We talked about chanting, Gregorian chants, gargling. You can even take your tongue and touch it to the top of the roof of your mouth, right where your soft palate meets your hard palate. There's a complex of nerves that will activate the vagus system just by touching your tongue to that area. In fact, that's a meditative technique. People who have been meditating for a long time or who practice Eastern meditation techniques know that touching the tongue to that little area where the hard palate meets the soft palate is a strategy for activating the vagus nerve and getting you into a meditative state. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. The message here, the take-home message here is health can be simple. We can take care of our own health business without having to interact with the medical model. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people all about health care. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Time to phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Mark in Arkansas. Good morning, Mark. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. Just doing a few things around the house. Getting ready to get things started. Listen to me.
All right. Good for you. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, the deal is, the other day I had a kind of an asthma attack, and I don't know what it was. I do know that the night before I went out and I had a few beers and I had some wine. I mixed the grape and the grain, which is not good, and I had real spicy food. So
yeah, what kind of food?
Day,
what kind of food?
Spicy food.
Spicy foods, okay.
Chicken with, yeah, spicy food, I'm sorry. Anyhow, the next morning I was getting ready to do a few things, and I moved around a little bit. I had my coffee, and I did not drink my apple cider vinegar that morning. And I had a real bad asthma. Yeah, I had a real bad asthma attack. It felt like it came from my stomach all the way up. And so on occasion that happens, I can't breathe. For about 45 seconds there or whatever, I could not get my breath. I was choking again.
Oh, my gosh. That must be scary.
So,
yeah, that must be scary. That sounds like a reaction to something. I'm not sure what it could be. Do you have a history of asthma? Or has it happened
it's
before?
No history of asthma. It's happened before. Like, say, if I have spicy food or drank a few too many cervezas the night before. that happens. I have had it in smaller amounts, but lately it had been coming on. I've changed my work lifestyle up. I left dental technology and I started my own painting business. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Might have something to do with it. Are you breathing in pain? Are you wearing a mask or protecting your lungs from pain?
I wear respirators and stuff like that.
I try
to do all of that. But the thing is, you know, at one time I had tachycardia, and I had an ablation for it way back when I didn't necessarily know a lot. So on occasion, my heart feels like it wants to go into a tachycardia, and I get that real nauseous feeling.
Yeah, it sounds like there's something metabolic going on in there. How old are you, Mark?
I'm 53.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple ideas. First, I'm going to tell you some supplements that you probably want to be on. You may already be on them. Are you using magnesium?
No.
Get yourself on magnesium. I'd be doing it right away. That's number one. Vitamin C is very helpful for lung issues. Vitamin E is very helpful for lung issues. There's a supplement called N-acetylcysteine. You probably heard me talk about that. And it's associated with selenium. You should probably be on NAC and selenium, both. You can use the ultimate selenium if you're not doing the Healthy Start Pack. I would be doing that. And then also, I'd be looking for food issues. The fact that you had tachycardia. Tachycardia is, in a way, tachycardia is like asthma of the heart. It's the heart freaking out the way the lungs freak out when you have asthma. Asthma is a freak out condition. It's a sign that something's gotten into the bloodstream that's putting the lungs in an emergency state. Tachycardia is the same thing, but it just affects the heart. So it sounds to me like something is getting into your system periodically or regularly that is causing some distress. It's probably being compounded by certain nutritional deficiencies. You got to do the same thing we all have to do, my friend. Number one, most importantly, if I were you, I'd be doing a food diary and linking symptomology to specific foods. Now, you said yesterday you had foods that you ordinarily don't have. I don't think it's the spicy foods as much as specific foods, and I don't think it would be the beer either. Now, wine does have tannins in it that can activate an allergic response, but typically that's not going to happen in 24 hours later. Typically that'll happen within an hour or so. So I don't think it has to do with that. I would say that there's something that you're putting into your system in terms of food that's triggering the problem, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was something that's long-term. Now, if you've had a history of tachycardia for the listeners, when your heart races real fast, that can cause anxiety and cortisol issues, stress hormone issues. It could be circular in the sense that anxiety and cortisol issues can also trigger the fast heart rate, which in turn can cause more anxiety and distress, which can cause more heart problems. The ablation basically just burns off part of your heart, so that's not really a cure for the problem, although it may take care of the symptoms. The underlying problem is still there, and it may be degenerating. It may be getting worse as you get older, and that might be what you're experiencing. Long story short, look for foods that are causing problems. If you have bowel problems, gas, bloating, discomfort, that's great because those are more direct indicators of specific food problems. If you don't, it's going to be a little bit harder. But nonetheless, doing a fast and then a food diary can go a long way towards providing you with links to your symptomology. Now, in addition to specific lung nutrients and general nutrients, like the Healthy Start Pack, you might also want to start using some digestive support. Probiotics, there's a very important relationship between the microbiome and the lungs, and it turns out that just like you have bacteria that live in the intestine, you also have bacteria, good bacteria, that live in the lungs. So you might want to make sure that you're taking care of your microbiome by using probiotics. The Nightly Essence from Longevity is a great one. And also providing the intestine with the environment for those bacteria to proliferate. Lots of supplements can help you do that. There's something called inulin, I-N-U-L-I-N, that you can get as a supplement. That's a prebiotic in the sense that it helps bacteria proliferate in the intestine. You might want to work with that. Glutamine powder can also be helpful. Glutamine plays a role not just in the health of the intestine, but also glutamine by its role as a building block for glutathione can also have lung benefits too. So you've got lots of stuff you could do, but it all starts off with what you're putting inside your bloodstream, and assuming that you're not sticking things in through your skin intravenously, that takes us back to the food issue. Okay, my friend? Thanks for your call, Mark. Appreciate it. God bless you, and good luck with everything. Let's move to Robert in Ohio. Let's see what Robert has to say. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, Ben. Hey, Ben, recently I just bought a juicer, or I got into juicing, and I just wonder what your thoughts of a juicing are.
It's the best. Now, juice, did you say you got a juicer?
Yeah, I got a masticator juicer, you know.
Do you get the fiber, or does it excrete the fiber out the other end?
It gets the pulp. You're getting some pulp there. But,
okay, that's what you want, the pulp and you want the fiber. Most juicers, ordinary juicers anyway, you get the juice, but the fiber doesn't come out in the juice. And you lose a lot of the benefits of the vegetables without the fiber and the pulp. That's why I like a Vitamix. The Vitamix, you get everything. But if you have, I'm not familiar with that particular brand, but if it's getting you the pulp, then it's awesome. Now, keep in mind, and this is really important, You can react to vegetables. So a lot of folks are under the impression, well, I'm just eating vegetables or I'm just juicing. Why is my skin not getting better? Why are my joints not getting better? Why are my symptoms, whatever they may be, not improving? And that's because people can react to tomatoes. People can react to asparagus. People can react to kale. There's people can react to cauliflower and broccoli. You can react to vegetables. You can even react to cucumbers. So you gotta pay attention to your symptoms. It's not like juice is just a total panacea. Nonetheless, there's so many wonderful nutrients in veggies and in juices which concentrate those veggies that it's tragic to not take advantage of juicing, in my opinion, to not take advantage of juicing, especially if you're dealing with a health challenge. I'm a big fan of juicing. And now this is a Vitamix, not in a juicer, but in a Vitamix, when you spin the liquid in the vortex of the blender, you actually generate electrical charges, and you can literally drink electrical energy when you're drinking a juice that's in a Vitamix, not necessarily in a juicer, but in a Vitamix. Now, that particular brand, I don't know what it is, so I can't speak to it, but juicing in general is great. What's that?
I have an Omega juicer, and it actually has low RPM, it's 43 RPM. And what I saw on the internet is you don't want a lot of oxygen into it because you'll create oxidation, and the juice will break down quicker, of course.
Well, that's true, but oxygen is also good stuff. So you do want oxygen.
Oh, right.
That's true. That's true that you don't want to leave the juice out, and oxygen will increase the breakdown of the juice. You want to do your juices fresh. So your point's well taken.
Right.
You can actually see when you juice, you can actually see separation occurring over time as the solid material will sink to the bottom and the liquid goes to the top.
Yeah.
That's a loss of charges. Loss, and that's why you want to do it fresh.
I see. Okay.
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 But their point's well taken
in
the juice that you're storing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, back in the 80s, there was a bodybuilder there, and a professional bodybuilder in Denver area that he didn't mix his foods. He always ate like a carbohydrate or a protein. He said that there are enzymes in the stomach that as soon as whatever you ate first, these enzymes were released to help break the food down. I don't know if you're from that area.
I'm not sure about that, but I can tell you there's wonderful enzymes in juices that will help you. That will help support the digestive process if you do your juices with food. All right, I want to see if I can squeeze in my good friend, Truth Raider. Hey, Truth Raider, you got something to say in about 15 seconds?
Sam, I'm getting electrocuted. Zap!
I'm sorry, buddy. I just wanted to get you up to say hello to you. I haven't talked to you for a while, but we're just out of time, man.
All right.
Nothing. Have a good day, Truth Raider. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to you. But call again tomorrow. We'll get you first up. Thank you, Carl. All right, that's all for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.